Joining us now is polo coach Reed Stevens. Polo traveled to Trenton tonight in a GRC game. Trenton comes out with a 48-12 win. Coach, thanks for calling us after a tough game. Tell us a little bit about how the first half played out.
It just seems like a blur, really. They just Trenton got on us really quick. It seemed like it was their first two scores. You know, we were first play from scrimmage. They scored untouched, and then we got the ball back and punted to them. And I think the second time they touched the ball, they went untouched for a touchdown. And it was just really kind of, you know, just kind of slapping us in the face real quick. And it was just a tough thing to overcome. I think it was 21 or 28-0 first quarter. And then we put some good things together in the second quarter, put a drive and marched down the field and got a score. Caleb Thompson hit Gavin Fitzwater for a score there, and it was set up by some runs from Wyatt Seeger. So we kind of got things going there a little bit, but then it was just hard to overcome a deficit. Trenton just got on us, and I thought the kids again. You know, I think the kids always play hard. They don't quit. You know, I was talking to one of the officials there, and he said, "You know, your kids, they play hard and they don't quit." And I was proud of them for, you know, being able to finish the game.
And coach, that conference, you know, it's a big conference, and you've got some larger schools in that conference. Polo is one of the smaller schools, obviously, in that conference. You know, how do you, you know, going into next week, how do you try to get your kids ready for Milan after a tough, you know, a disappointing game this week?
Yeah. You know, we just try to stay positive with them, and you know, we've talked, you know, about, you know, just being a family and loving on each other. And, you know, we've had a lot of adversity this year and you know, with some injuries and just, you know, some decisions that's been made. But anyway, you know, the kids just keep coming back. And you know, I thought we had a good week of practice. And, you know, I expect to have a good week of practice this next week. It's senior night. I'm going to celebrate the seniors for what all they've done at Polo, and just had a really good group of seniors that, you know, have really, you know, worked hard and fought all the way through.
Coach, who would you like to mention tonight that kind of stood out for you or you thought played with their heart on their sleeve?
You know, I think our offensive line, when they got some things figured out, you know, just Grant Mellon and Andrew Stone, Aaron Latimer, Chandler Bartlett, David Brown and Chance Raby, you know, they got some things figured out there on the offensive line there, and you know, Gavin Fitzwater, Wyatt Seeger, Caleb Thompson, they worked their tails off, you know, in the backfield, and another couple of guys on offense, you know, Tristan Wolf and Damian Tice, and defensively, you know, once we kind of got things figured out there too, we could stop them. But it was just like a blur that first half. They just got ahead of us, and you know, we were just kind of swimming, trying to, you know, figure out what we need to do. But again, just proud of the way the kids finished the game.